You know, Council, the current moratorium, which was established by ordinance 2414, was extended, and that extension is now set to expire tomorrow. I do not believe we will get through all the sign decisions today nor enact anything today, so I would suggest to Council that we need to extend the current moratorium further. I have reviewed the County Council's tentative schedule for the next few weeks, and based on the number of meetings that we will have between July and August, I would suggest that perhaps we could identify August 15th as the next extension. As it stands right now, that would give us six meetings that are scheduled currently for this County Council.
And that would certainly, we could certainly get it done sooner than that, and the moratorium would then stop anyway once we got the thing in place. So, okay.
That is correct.
You have a motion for that?
I do. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council amends ordinance number 2414, entitled An Ordinance to Establish a Moratorium Upon the Acceptance of Special Use Exception Applications for Off-Premise Signs, to extend the moratorium from its current expiration date until August 15th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
And I'll ask a question. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Do we have a second?
I will second it.
Second, Mr. Orlett. Question, Mrs.
That
Deaver.
Is only off-premise signs?
That's correct, because that's the only
okay,
type of sign the moratorium addressed.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Question to Council.
Not really questions. I just, obviously we don't like to continue to delay this, because it's important.
Correct.
And, we don't want to, we want business owners to get back to work, which is what they do best. And I have had some commentary by some business owners that if we're going to do it, let's do it right. And so if we have to wait another couple weeks or so, I guess it's okay in that sense. So we just want to, I would ask that we just keep it on the agenda each week so we can knock this thing out.
Sure.
That would be my suggestion.
And that's a good comment, a good point. I think that was our intent. And I said last week, we don't want to hold businesses up, but we have this, and if we're going to do it, I would hope we would do it right the first time, and I have to go back and make changes after change after change. So,
right.
Any more questions?
If not careful, we're going past 180 days.
There you go. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
Randy Nauman. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm here for my biannual update regarding the fair housing settlement that we have and the agreements with HUD and the Department of Justice. And again, our progress today is the result of collaborative efforts between our county legal staff and the Community Development and Housing Department, and of course, Mr. Lawson and County Council. So a few of the things that we've done over the last 6 months related to the Department of Justice consent decree. In Section 2, it relates to the construction of affordable housing by Diamond State Community Land Trust. And as you're already aware, they have elected not to proceed with the New Horizons development specifically, but we are still very supportive of their efforts for affordable housing construction here in Sussex County, and they are almost complete with their first home here in Sussex County in Ingram Village, which is just outside of Ellendale. So we've been supportive of that, and they actually will have two more under construction in that community very soon. The next section relates to our affordable and fair housing marketing plan that we submitted to the Department of Justice. We still, after almost 3.5 years, we've never actually received approval from the Department of Justice, but we continue to proceed as if we received approval. And one of those items specifically that we implement is the annual home buyer fair, which we again hope to host at the end of September. In Section 4, this relates to me as the Fair Housing Compliance Officer to receive and review any complaints of fair housing discrimination against the county. And I can say again, in the last 6 months, there have been no complaints filed. In Section 6, just is a reporting requirement to the Department of Justice and HUD that we report semi-annually our compliance with the settlement agreements, and that is due at the end of this week to both HUD and the Department of Justice. And this is our 7th compliance report. Our last one, I hope, is due 2 months prior to the expiration of our agreements, which is around mid-September. So that is quickly approaching. Also in Section 6, It requires us to complete a mandatory fair housing training, which I saw most of you last week on Thursday, June 9th. We held our fourth annual fair housing training. Mr. Jeff May of the International Development and Planning LLC was the trainer. And as I speak, I think folks that could not attend the in-person training are working this week to review the video and get their certificates to me. And we still continue to work closely with human resources to ensure that any new employee or elected official or appointed commissioner or board member also gets trained within 30 days of their hiring. In Section 7, it's required to create an affordable and fair housing webpage, which we did now 3 years ago. We continue to post compliance reports, public hearings, that sort of thing, and any fair housing and affordable housing updates. We're also required to report any changes that relate to county zoning and land use laws or regulations that address the construction of affordable housing, especially that's processed under the MPHU or rental programs. And just a quick update about that, last week we actually met with some stakeholders, including our planning and zoning department representatives, to discuss the county's rental program and how we can improve that program. It has been ineffective in the sense that it's not been utilized since that ordinance was enacted back in 2008. So we want to just make that a little bit more appealing for developers as well as potential tenants. So we actually hope to have an outline of potential improvements to that program in the next month or two for you to review. Lastly, under our voluntary compliance agreement with HUD, we have gotten actually 4 responses now from HUD, sort of reviewing our compliance, and after a bumpy start, we now have a pretty productive and responsive relationship with HUD, so I'm happy to report that. In Section 3, we're required again to assess the analysis of impediments to fair housing, the last 3 reports of that, and we've been working with HUD to just create a priority plan that addresses some of those impediments. So we will be responding to some of their final outstanding questions with the report that's due this week. We have had HUD review our limited English proficiency plan, which we hope to roll out to county staff before the end of this year. And Section 3 is kind of the biggest outstanding section of this agreement, which is our internal evaluation of the 14 rural communities in Sussex County. We, again, contracted with a large contractor out of New Orleans, and we hope to have final report and draft at the end of this month to share with you, and we'll have a special presentation that will reveal the results of that. So that's all I have for today, unless you have any questions for me.
Thank you very much for all your hard work.
Yes.
To you and to Brad and everybody in your department. It's been a large undertaking. We understand that. It's been a long process. But we're getting there.
Yes.
I think we're better for it. So that's
yes.
a good thing.
Thank you for
thank
your
you
support.
Thank you all very much for your hard work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
John Ashman. Request to repair and impose notices for the proposed Chapel Ranch expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here before you to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a proposed boundary for the Chapel Branch Sanitary Sewer District. The Engineering Department has met with these communities over the last several years with their board members, and we have recently met with members of the communities of Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms. The two communities are operating their own on-site wastewater systems, and at this time, both communities are able to renew their permits with DENREC. However, the permits come up for renewal again in 2021, and both of these systems will require significant and costly upgrades. The communities have approached the county about taking over the operation of their on-site systems and conveying the effluent to our inland bays facility. The county has reviewed this as part of our Gosley Creek planning study, and we actually applied for and received a planning advance grant from DENREC this year. Through that, we've identified some revisions needed to their system, their pump station upgrades, and force main requirements to make the connection to our system. And Well, at the recent meetings, the engineering department was asked to provide a presentation explaining the process for establishing a sewer district, estimated costs, preliminary infrastructure layouts, and funding requirements, and some possible timelines. We were asked also to, at that time, to provide petitions at the meeting for those in attendance to complete, should they so desire. Those petitions were made available, and we actually took a county employee with us who has a notary license, and she was able to assist and verify the completion of those petitions. At those two meetings, we received a total of 174 petitions in favor of establishing a sewer district for the area, 73 from Oakcrest Farms, 101 from Chapel Green. We then came back and looked at and able to, in order to create a single sewer district versus having two referendums and two separate districts, we sent letters to the parcels in between. I'll try to give you an update of where they are. This is the Oakcrest Farms community. This is Chapel Green. In order to get contiguous, we needed some parcels in the center here. So we've sent letters out to those communities or to those parcel owners. Sort of the south, I'll call it the southwest side of the road, we received from three of the parcels interest in being included. And we have also, one of those parcels is under CPCN from Tidewater. The county engineer has had discussions with their representatives, and they're interested in being included and possibly maintaining or obtaining service from us. And at this point in time, we would like to take this proposed boundary to a public hearing to permit input from the parcels included to allow for adjacent offsite parcels. I messed that up. for our input for our adjacency and our contiguity of our boundary, we would like to include those parcels in the center. Okay. Any questions?
Well, you have a resolution, and then we'll ask some questions.
I have a motion. Be it moved based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to 9 Delaware C 6503, Sussex County Council hereby grants permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public hearing to establish a boundary for the proposed Chapel Branch Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
Question.
Mrs. Deaver.
It was Conley's Chapel Village involved in any way?
They were not.
Okay, so then Chapel Green is the one that had the central sewer system that's not working, is that correct?
Their system does work. Chapel Green and Oakcrest Farms both have on-site systems. They both work currently and are...
I thought there were issues with that.
They will need to do serious upgrades by 2021.
Okay, so they might be better off with county sewer is what you're saying. I mean,
At this point in time, they will be, and once we present costs...
So certainly you have their feedback. Okay, and, approving things like this, this is not your job, not you, but approving developments like this in those low-lying lands and not requiring county sewer, I just think we should take a hard look at our overall policies. And I just think this is wonderful. Thank you so much. That I'm looking forward to them receiving sanitary sewer service from the county. And thank you for the work you do. You have a tough job right now.
Any more questions, Council?
Yeah, just a clarification on the numbers, if I could. The voting, if you could, Mr. Ashman. I mean, you mentioned the numbers, but that's based on how many homeowners? And is it? Do we have to have a minimum, or do we have to have a majority, or what's the requirement?
We have to have 50 petitions to move forward,
at least from each of the two communities.
Well, 50 total for the boundary total that we're proposing, but we have more than 50 out of both communities. We have 73 from Oakcrest Farms and 101 from Chapel Green.
But you're not sure what that ratio is as it relates to the number of homeowners.
I do. I don't know that I have.
The code just requires 50.
The code requires 50. I believe there's 200, there's less properties in Oakcrest Farms than there are Chapel Green. total number I don't have off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Okay.
If I understand,
if you want to say, I think I was started here in 2009. That whole time, Oak Crest Farms has had difficulties with this issue, and I'm so happy that they're finally being offered county sewer. Thank you.
We'll take the vote now. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, now, old business.